The battle over restroom and locker room access for transgender people has come to Washington State. Critics of the state's open access policy are gathering signatures to put an initiative on the November ballot. Joseph Backholm chairs the Just Want Privacy campaign for Initiative 1515.
It repeals the open bathroom mandate that the Human Rights Commission created, stating that all businesses must allow anyone into all of their restrooms based on gender expression or gender identity.
The measure would protect businesses from lawsuits if they maintain sex-specific changing areas, and it would require public schools to have sex-specific restrooms and locker rooms. Now a campaign has come together to oppose the ballot measure. Those opponents launched their effort today at a Renton church. Seth Kirby chairs the group Washington Won't Discriminate. He says the initiative would repeal important protections for transgender people.
The fact is that Initiative 1515 will not only encourage more discrimination and harassment and harm transgender people in our community, but it will also have serious financial and legal consequences for our state's economy, businesses, schools, and taxpayers.
Opponents say if the initiative is passed, Washington would face boycotts similar to North Carolina. They also said voyeurism, assault, and indecent exposure are already illegal under state law and can be used to stop anyone causing problems for others.